On this edition of Enlightening the Eclipse Countdown to 2017, we'll hear some sight-saving advice from an eye doctor about when you need to keep your eclipse glasses on and when it's safe to take them off.
I'm Jane Herman, and I'm an optometrist at Sears Optical in Marion, Illinois. I've been in practice for 31 years.
Some people might say, well, Kevin, it's obvious, but I want to get it from a professional standpoint. How can the sun hurt our eyes?
Well, the sun can cause what's called solar retinopathy. And in our upcoming case, a more specific case would be eclipse retinopathy. And that's when the intense amount of sunlight actually damages the back of the eye. The eye itself is a focusing system. The front part has the cornea, which is transparent. Behind that is the pupil, which constricts and dilates and allows the certain amount of light to get to the back of the eye. We have a clear lens that focuses images that you are looking at to the retina in the back of the eye. And the retina is made up of very delicate tissue, a lot of photoreceptors in the area of the macula that are very sensitive to light. And solar retinopathy occurs when excessive harmful radiation from ultraviolet or UV light from the sun reaches the eye and is focused by the lens to the back. This can burn the retina, it can destroy the photoreceptor cells and cause blurred vision or a blind spot. Other symptoms you may have would be distorted vision, excessive light sensitivity, decreased visual acuity, actually dropping to 20/30 up to 20/200, and of course headaches. These vision problems may or may not resolve. You may have a permanent visual impairment from solar or eclipse retinopathy. And because there are no pain receptors in the back of the eye, you may not be aware of damage occurring until it's too late. No treatments available, so prevention is the key.
After the eclipse is over, what symptoms might we experience that says we did get damaged?
I think some people will notice just a small central blur in their vision. Could be in one eye, could be in both. When they're looking at things, they may be distorted. A straight line may be curved, or things just have a mottled appearance to them. Again, extreme light sensitivity also. Sometimes the symptoms may not occur for a few hours. And of course, if you're concerned about any of those things, please check in with your eye care professional. We may be able to tell you what's going on, but we can't treat it. We can monitor it for you.
Basically, the takeaway is damage from the sun, specifically from the eclipse, means that your cells, organic living cells, die.
Yeah, the photoreceptors are affected and can die.
And if photoreceptors die, the body cannot regenerate or replace, correct?
Correct.
What kind of eyewear should be worn to safely view the eclipse?
Okay. First of all, what should we not wear? Regular sunglasses, prescription or not, or polarized sunglasses, or 3D glasses will not protect you from the sun. Regular sunglasses or for general outdoor viewing, for comfort, they are not something that you'll go out and look at the sun with. They're to keep you from squinting and just provide comfort when you're outdoors. When you are looking at the sun or in that area, you need a special purpose safe solar filter. And those are labeled with the letters and numbers ISO 12312-2. And those are available a number of places. Of course, you can get them online. I know a lot of the tourism bureaus in the area are providing them. When you do have a pair of those, though, you need to make sure that they are not torn, scratched, punctured. If so, discard those. Also make sure the lenses are not loose in those. It has to be a good pair that doesn't have any scratches or defects to it.
That's Marian optometrist Dr. Jane Herman on how to view the eclipse safely. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.